Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padgett in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. Latest information from the Ionospheric Prediction Service in Sydney, New South Wales, that's the Department of Space Services, advises that solar activity continues to be at a very low level. The 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has fallen to 70, that's 70, and the daily smooth equivalent sunspot number has dropped to 5, that's single digit 5. The IPS also reports that those figures are likely to remain unchanged in the immediate future, so it just means that we continue to experience unreliable and erratic broadcast or transmissions on high frequency shortwave on darkness and semi-darkness paths over long distances on frequencies above about 10 megahertz. In the meantime, we have some propagation notes, and these were made here in Melbourne recently during our post-sunrise period. This was a trans-Asia event marked by greatly enhanced short path transmissions via darkness mode from Europe, the Middle East, Asia and Africa on the 6, 7 and 9 megahertz bands across the time span 2100 to 2130. And this summary may be of interest to those who study and analyse high frequency propagation phenomena and circumstances. 5940 France Radio RTA, that's the Arabic service, Arabic station, broadcasting in French and Arabic from the Usudan relay station. Two frequencies for the Voice of Turkey, 5970 for the French program and 5980 for the Turkish program. China, China National Radio Network 2 in Chinese on 6040. And China, China Radio International, broadcasting in French on 6115. Another frequency for the Voice of Turkey, 6120, this time in French. And China Radio International from Beijing, broadcasting on 6135 with programs in Croatian. The 41 metre band, 7205, Radio France International, from the Usudan Transmitting Station in French. And 7215, Albania, China Radio International, from the CERIC Relay Station, with programs in Arabic. 7225, China Radio International, from Beijing, in Croatian. And 7235, North Korea, the Voice of Korea from Pyongyang, with its programs in Chinese. And 7245, China National Radio Network 2 in Chinese. And 7270, an interesting frequency, Adventist World Radio, using the Moosbrunn, Austria relay station, with its evening programs in English to Europe and Africa. And on the next frequency, 7280, the Voice of Vietnam, with its programs in Spanish. And another frequency for China Radio International from CERIC in Albania is 7285, carrying the English service. And 7300, an interesting service here, an interesting station from England,
HCJB, you're carrying the program Radio Akbar Mufrina, broadcasting in Arabic to the Middle East from the Wolferton relay station, that's in England. And 7310, Radio Romania International, in English, from signing on at 21:30. I'd just like to remind you that you're listening to the Australian DX Report, and we're presenting to you a summary of reception conditions or propagation notes made here in Melbourne recently of a propagation event, which was a Trans-Asia opening between 2100 and 2130 in the 6, 7 and megahertz bands. And we continue with our propagation summary. 7365, the Vatican Radio from the Santa Maria de Galleria station, broadcasting in Portuguese. 7370, China National Radio Network 2. 7375, another frequency for Radio Romania International, English, from 2130. And very strong signals on 7425 from Iran, with its programs in Arabic. Interesting frequency for Radio Free Asia, broadcasting from the Kuwait relay station in Chinese on 7520. And 7580, right over the top end of the 41 meter band, the Voice of Korea in Japanese. And 9420, the Voice of Greece, another strong signal with programs in Greek. The National Service of All India Radio on 9445. And China National Radio Network 8, that's the Minority Languages Service, broadcasting from Beijing in Mongolian, heard on 9610. 9690, the Spanish Foreign Radio from Madrid, with programs in Spanish. And on weekends, that frequency plus others are taken over by faster speaking commentaries of Spanish soccer. 9910, All India Radio with its English language program. And 9980, WWCR with programs in English. So that was our summary of a Trans-Asia propagation event which occurred recently here in the Melbourne post-sunrise period. This was represented by greatly enhanced short path transmissions via the darkness mode from Europe, the Middle East, Asia and Africa, plus some transmissions from North America on 6, 7 and 9 megahertz across the time span 2100 to 2130. Now I have some propagation and monitoring notes from our friends in Eastern Europe from the SWL DX Bulgaria online newsletter. Transworld Radio Africa has been noted in the 25 metre band, 1500 to 1530 on 11780, with programs in Somali, and on 11660 between 1630 and 1700 with broadcast in the Oromo language. These are both to East Africa via the transmitter at Manzini with 100 kilowatts, that's in Swaziland, and antenna 031 degrees and 013 degrees. Another frequency, or two more frequencies for Transworld Radio Africa from Manzini, 9500 in the 31 metre band between 1800 and 1830 with English to East Africa, and 1905 to 1935 on 9940 in the Lingala language to Central Africa, both 100 kilowatts and antennas 013 and 343 degrees respectively. Reception of the Radio Sultanate of Oman, the national station for Oman, noted in Eastern Europe, on 15140 between 1400 and 1500 in English to Western Europe, and 1500 onwards in Arabic, also to Western Europe. transmitter 100 kilowatts and the antenna 315 degrees. And Thailand, very good signal of Radio Thailand noted in Bulgaria. The 41 metre band on 7475 between 1900 and 2000 in English, followed by 2000 to 2015 in German, then 2030 to 2045 in English, and finally 2045 to 2115 in Thai. All to Western Europe, broadcasting from the Udorn relay station in Thailand with 250 kilowatts, the antenna 324 degrees, except the final program at 2045 to 2115, the antenna switches to 316 degrees. Thebar Radio, Far East Broadcasting Association, the religious station, noted via its relay in Yerevan, Armenia, on 7510 between 1730 and 1800. Very good reception in Eastern Europe to East Africa. 300 kilowatts and the antenna 192 degrees. And the Argentine radio broadcasting on relay from North America. Frequency is 7780, noted with German and Italian on Mondays to Fridays between 2100 and 2300. Transmitter is actually WYFR, using that station for a relay. And those notes were from the latest edition of the online newsletter SWLDX Bulgaria, which is produced by technical monitors located in Sofia in Bulgaria.
That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.